As to be Franco Trading Enterprise, Telecell Connecting Energies. My special guest this morning from Osekum Kumasi Kumerica. My brother is up in the building. Frimpong.
Slimmy.
Uhiamuache.
Kakra.
But
I say, I'll be where you put my queen.
That's what you did inside the building. Welcome to our studio. Welcome to
itself. Thanks.
How are you doing?
Amazing. I'm doing fine.
I can see you're doing fine. You can't complain.
Can't complain.
You can never complain. But I've seen you trending on social media for obvious reasons. But you like trending too. Yeah, I like trending too. From the time that you had this rap battle with, what's the name of that guy?
Luca.
From that time to the recent one on Joy Prime. We'll be getting down to it. But how has it been? I mean, on your musical journey?
It's been amazing. It's been just like any other business. There are times where it goes down and there are times where you see highlight moments too. So, yeah, I can't complain. There's been ups and downs, but we're still in it. We're still doing fine.
Who inspired you on this journey of music? I mean, entering into the business, finding out some stuff for yourself. Who inspired you? Who pushed you into this direction?
I think one of the key people that motivated me into this is the legendary Fluking Stone.
Mm.
Yeah, I think he was the first rapper that I think I used to write his rap lines, and then we'll be doing them at home. And then Kunta Kinte too. I used to watch Kunta dance, but I mean it all started with a passion. Like, you just see people do it on TV and then you want to do it too. But at a point you also get to the point where you realize it's a business. You could make something out of it. You could make a living out of it. Yeah. So
at what point did you realize that you can make something out of it?
I think when I first had a label want to sign me.
Okay.
That is in 2016. Because that time that was in 2015. So, yes, around that time, I could actually see some few notes coming here and there. Oh, I'm not moving
here.
Oh, I'm not afraid to say we share me. How can I be busy envelope? I say, hey, I hear what them is. Hey, bit me, I'm here. Didi kakra. So let's take it serious. So, like, I think professionally, 2016 is when it took off. Like, I really decided to take it personal.
And which company was that? Do you want to disclose their name?
Sure, it was Extra Music. They were based in Japan, but it's a Ghanaian-owned record label that was based in Japan.
Mm.
Yeah.
Me, I have a fair idea of who Frimpong is. I mean, I've this one there, Bozu. Then I'll be involved in the people who discovered him.
Yeah.
So I'll put this on the record. That was this is like 2010. Thereabout. So myself and Fluking Stone, brothers.
Yes.
We had this SHS tour, and then we got to Chinubu Akudia Secondary School.
Sure.
And I think we invited artists in the school to come and perform.
Sure.
And the one that will pop out as the best will get to work with brothers back then. And I used to be the DJ for the brothers. So I think I was there in my capacity as a DJ and also as a judge.
Sure.
And then this young boy mounts the stage and Charlie, the guy just they give freestyles back and forth. This guy is a dope rapper, Bozu. I kid you not. He's a very, very dope rapper. But that's for test time today, self give we. And that was the first time that I met you, and TK, that is 2010. I have seen your growth. But tell us, for purposes of this interview, people who do not know who Frimpong is, educate us.
All right, so just like you rightly said, it started back in the SHS, and then fast forward, we proceeded. I think right from there, we proceeded to they had One Mic Entertainment, a rap competition, which was organized between SHS people. Like, and then I went and then I won. That was in 2010. I think that's one of the moments that Strongman will never want to remember. He's my brother too. Because Strongman, so we actually went to the final. There was a laptop and a modem and some cash prize. Mm-hmm. Ochame Kwame was seated. I think this actor, Bernard Komusio,
yes,
was also seated. You were behind the console. Yes. And then we went to the final between myself and Strong. Then they dropped the beat. I did it. He did it. And they said I won. To today, anytime we meet, complaints like, nah, that laptop was not yours. Yes.
The laptop being owned.
Being owned. But I mean, I'm so happy to see how we've all grown to be. So, like, from there, I mean, we're in it going back and forth. And just like I said, in 2015 is when I had a call from someone, a friend, that someone actually heard my song, one of the songs that I was putting out, and then he decided he wanted to put me on. So that is when we took it serious, and right from then, been on several platforms, had some features to my catalog, and I mean, yeah, I think one of the major ones that people will recall is Ahonje Las Vegas by Shatawale.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, I proceeded to do a song with Shatawale too called Ohia, which I think was played earlier. And then yeah, it's been like that. Shared some platforms with different people, like being on TEDx 3 times, spoke alongside people like Sir Akode, Anas Arimina, Anas. I mean, being on several platforms as well. So yes, basically that's a rundown of everything.
Your educational background, and I'm being told, maybe meaning too much, so I'm being told that you work in the hospital, or you, what is it about medicine? Tell us.
Oh, okay. So I completed Winneba. I did BSc Biological Science Education.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a chance to do my service, and afterwards I was offered a contract as a research assistant at the Konfanochi Teaching Hospital. Yes, where I worked for years until the sudden demise of my big brother, who happened to be my manager and a close friend of yours.
Yeah.
And then I had to leave the work. Everything went down. And later on, I had to proceed into teaching, because I also double as a professional teacher. So I went into teaching and then became a headmaster.
Yeah. Research assistant, say teachers are coming.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how it happened. And after my manager died, I had to, I mean, everything went down. So I got into teaching, and then proceeded into being a headmaster of the school that I was in. And then after some time, I felt this calling was too loud. I had to let it go. I mean, yeah, just months ago, I had to let everything slide on that side. And
so you decided to quit teaching and being the headmaster all?
Yes, I had to.
What level of education? What level of school education that were you heading?
It was a junior high school.
Junior high school.
Yeah, it's called Airport International School.
Airport International School in Kumasi.
Yes, please.
Now you're headmaster. Heady.
Yeah, but calling we are no heading too much. Say, because tonight office will cry and I say.
So you were writing raps,
literally, like yeah.
Was me. Wow.
Yeah.
But being on this path, what are some of the challenges that you've encountered on this journey?
I know this statement may be misconstrued by the media, but the location in itself has been a challenge. As in being based in Kumasi has been a challenge to an extent. Also, financial bit of it, doing everything as an independent artist, because after being signed to the label, I think the owner of the label had a medical challenge, and so we had to stop working. Yeah, and since then I've been doing everything by myself, financing all these videos by myself. I mean, sometimes you get gigs, and then the money right after you get in the gig, you have to reinvest it into the music. So that I think financial bit and the location has also been a challenge. I must admit, like, being in Kumasi has had not to say a bigger toll on the journey, but I mean, to some extent it had a slight toll on the journey too.
It slowed you down small
because comparatively, like being.
Oh, feel free to talk. Feel free to talk.
Before I realize.
Feel free to talk.
Right after the interview, good day, as I say, if in Ponzi, if you do Kumasi, you know, go blow.
would that be a far from the truth? Would a caption like that be far from the truth?
Let me use this analytics. Like, scientifically, we can prove, say, Uti Kumasi won't blow, because there has been people blown from Kumasi, like Flo Kingston was in Kumasi and did everything, came to win awards and all. I know some of my brothers who did it from Kumasi. So it's not like 100% true, say, Otsi. Our city, you wouldn't blow. But then, I mean, to an extent, I think being here also lights up the energy the more, because I think here a lot of things do go on, like compared
you get closer
to
the market,
you get closer to the market, get closer to the people who are doing the thing itself. I mean, not to say that people like Mr. Bones, NYDG, and the people in Kumasi are not trying, they are doing amazing and awesomely well, but then being here gets you closer to the market, and I mean, it speeds up the process for you. So,
Anyway, Free Points, my special guest this morning, Showbiz Review, proudly brought to you by Betway, Franco Trading Enterprise, and Telecel. You are afraid of the headlines.
I guess the media, they're going to twist your tongue right now.
But I'm talking about the media. You had your fair share of people trolling you when you got into that competition with Loka on... How was it like? And what really happened? After years... Kindly explain to us what happened.
Oh, okay. So, after years and outgrowing that moment, I think everything boils down to overconfidence. Because you know me, Slim, like, we've been through several rap competitions in Kumasi. You have to battle people. And facing someone like that, I felt, I was overly confident. And right after he did his part... The whole room felt like I said, why you do? Everybody was like, I failed to perform on that day, and later I got to realize that even Cristiano Ronaldo, Mumpo, there are days when they have bad day on the field, so it's not supposed to get to me. And since then, it's been work, and I think now, I mean, it's clear that it was only an unfortunate incident that happened. I mean, it doesn't describe who I am as an artist, because, I mean, they could check a lot of other stuff that I've done on the internet. And then,
You kept on repeating when you're lying.
but that's my mantra, though.
When you're lying.
Yeah.
So, was it after the incident with Sammy Flex, that's when you dropped When You're Lying?
That incident was actually... the day I was dropping the song featuring Eno Baroni and Amrado.
Okay.
Yes, so right after that. And I think the incident also helped in promoting the song, because I was in the trend. And that song was also in the trend. So it helped. And at that time, no, not any business. Now I'm capitalizing on it. Because we felt it was bad publicity. But I mean, it's one of the best things that ever happened to my career.
Let's listen to that song, When You're Lying.
That time, me find it's a But I think one of the people that really helped around that time was you. I remember you were on radio in Kumasi, and then you held the whole radio show asking everybody to say When You're Lying before they make their comments. One of the biggest platforms to have ever granted me on around that time. Yes. And it was also a motivation for me, because that time when it happened, I got down, because I've gone through this for a long time, and see that. So happening to me like that, it got me down. But
as a pound for pound rapper, you go choke for radio talk.
I go choke for radio talk, then I don't feel rap. I say, hey, what happened? I'm off for the humanity for man.
Brothers, I want you to help me this morning. As we get into the final part of this conversation, I'll like my man to get some freestyles out there. This one too, if you choke for here, they will beat you.
Yeah, they will beat me.
Talking about some of the trends that you've also been in, we recently saw a video of you, and this one was big. This is a couple of months ago, last month. And it was an incident that happened on Joy Prime. I want you to use this opportunity to clear the air, because I saw publication from your end, apologizing for the incident that happened on TV. For our listeners this morning, I think it was a question that was posed, and then you felt it was kind of disrespectful. In a way, what really happened on the day? Kindly explain it to us.
So before I even proceed to explain what happened on the day, I want to officially on your platform also apologize to the media house, Joy Prime, Multimedia in general for what happened. But I think the brother was from afar someone that had something against me in the past. I didn't know. So when I entered.
Who
for,
is that brother?
I forgot.
Fifi Abeka.
Zeda. Mm. Zeda.
Alexander Fifi Abeka.
Yes, Z. So when I entered from MCR, I've been mic'd, I enter, and then I greet everybody. Now everybody responds nicely except him. I'm like, okay, maybe he's only not in the mood. So he's like, you don't know me, but I know you. It was like, you don't know me, but I know you. I'm like, okay, I'm in your face, so you are supposed to know me, though. So, I mean, we sit down, and he tries to recollect that moment that happened. And I was like, okay, I've gotten over it. And then he was like, that's why he's no longer rapping. So that part got to me. I'm like, even this year, when the Ghana-Niger beef thing happened, it was just myself and Lyrica Joe that, according to Sack fan base, we were able to dominate on the beats that Sack dropped.
Mm.
Yes. And the numbers are clear. Like, I've been rapping ever since that incident happened. So the fact that I drop a commercial song that I'm singing does not mean I'm rapping. So he poses that, and then I'm like, me? And then he was like, no. Oh, nana.
Okay. Live on TV.
Live on TV, which I felt was very much unfortunate. Like, when I'm now on live TV, even for the street talk, we know they hear those things anymore.
Mm.
And you, Slim, you know, like Kumasi, they all catch you be say, "Oh my man, na." Oni pani ni muno ni wiku a normal, but me ni moda. I don't know you from Adam. Mean who we are say that? I've never chanced on you, so you have no right to disrespect my older generation on live TV that people are watching. So I filmed, like, when he said that, I laid back. I'm like, bro, don't do this. Because the more you do that, don't do that. But he kept on, like, he felt it was cool. Yes. Mm. And so I filmed, and I'm apologetic for that.
That is when, because we saw a video of you throwing a drink.
Yeah, I did that. And the only reason why I apologized afterwards was because of the tension I caused around the situation. I mean, multimedia... then they hold me down a lot. I mean, I'm still here. So, but to him personally, I felt it was just action against equal reaction. Like, that word said against me was very unprofessional. And, oh, I mean, because even if you have something against me in the past, like I said on other platforms, I know doctors who are homophobics, but if a gay or a lesbian visits them, they treat them because they've come to their office. That's where that. So they will be professional about their work. You don't treat a lesbian or a gay badly because you're a homophobic doctor. No, you don't do that. So even if you hate me from the past, I mean, it's your work. You're a pundit. Just be professional about it. Maybe later on you can go on your...
And he said one of the questions that got under your skin was when he said, that's why you're no longer rapping.
No.
So... What is happening right now to... Because I know you to be a pound-for-pound rapper. By your latest song, you're heard actively singing.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening?
What is happening is that...
And it's not just you. I mean, the transition has happened from Kofi Kinata, Amrado, Kim Paluta, who else? As it stands now, it's only the only rapper I know who's been consistent, or if I would use the word consistent, would be Strongman, who's never been heard singing actively on a song. What is happening to this change?
Personally speaking, for myself, I think this is something I've been doing since, because Odisha featuring Trigmatic was in 2019 and I sang on it. Mr. and Mrs. was in 2020, I sang on it. I think it's just because now people are paying attention to that. And it makes them feel rappers are, like, speaking for myself, like, I'm changing. I'm not switching from the rap. And to be specific about it, this year I've dropped a rap song. Wartime Against the Whole Nigeria was a rap song, like, entirely rap. I did. And I have several rap songs coming before the year ends. But we are growing, and sometimes you go on certain platforms and you can play the rap songs. Sometimes you need commercial music for people to enjoy. Mm-hmm. You understand? Yes. And aside you being a rapper for chop,
mm-hmm.
if the rap
do
they pay...
Do you feel rap is not paying, rap is not lucrative?
It's lucrative, but to understand, it has a limit to it. There's a limitation as to how lucrative rap can be.
Now, what are some of these extensions, if I may ask?
Because there are some platforms that if you play a rap song, the audience appeal or the audience response will not be as much as you are playing a commercial song. And from all the artists that blew up to the international stages, I'm not sure all of them, even Sir Akodie, the biggest song that blew him up was a commercial song, which was not entirely rap. It had.
When you say commercial song, what do you mean by a commercial song?
I think a commercial song is a song that the public can actually sing along to word for word and more. I mean, I think my definition of a commercial song would be something like that. Because, baby, the thing she do, if Sark is doing his verse, people will slow down a bit. But when it gets to that part, almost the entire auditorium will be singing.
Okay.
So if you are following people that you want to be like and they have this part created, I think it only makes sense that you use their template and then create songs that would, get the people singing. Because in the end, there are those songs that are going to, even Strongman that you are saying, mm-hmm. he has so many songs that he will employ other people to come do the choruses for him.
Mm-hmm.
Which are the songs that when he mounts the stage.
But then as a rapper, you can also employ other people to do a chorus for you. Because a typical one would be your song with Famie, No Pressure.
Sure.
You had Famie do a hook for you and then you did a verse in there.
That song, I did everything by myself.
Okay, okay.
I did, so you see, it comes back to that point that mm-hmm. that was in 2020. I did the chorus, the hooks and everything by myself and Famie only did the verse. Okay. But people didn't pay attention to it. So if a nena madro pinyumoya, omobeka se me sing it. But I did this in 2020.
Let's listen to the song.
No pressure.
Recently, your brother Kim Paluta got involved in one trending issue when he stepped on Vice President Bamia's campaign in Ashanti region. You've seen that, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. And I see since the conglomerate, Nabo Esne, will be a candidate. How would you have handled a situation like that?
As in, get an invitation from the president?
Yeah, anybody, any political figure to join their campaign.
An invitation by the vice president, I'll go. Regardless of whether it's elections time, whether I campaign through or whatever, I'll go.
Mm.
Yeah.
Would there ever be a time that Frimpong would be, interested enough to do or compose a political song for any political party?
Maybe when we get to the bridge, we'll cross it. But yeah, as of now, the only motivation could be the dollar signs. Like if the dollar signs play into there, why not? I could do them.
And you don't care about the repercussion?
Nah, there will be no repercussions.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine Frimpong composes a song for the opposition party, NDC, and then the current government are like, hey, Charlie.
And $1 billion?
Unfaho.
Ah. Ma tofia ma bro, ane timae fche musunya fona mubia ya comfortable. Ma kwa se Bahamas o baby Chile, aose replications. No. I mean, the pivot of everything we are doing is money.
Okay.
If I can have enough to make sure my entire family, they are comfortable, I have enough to invest in myself elsewhere. Because one of the biggest things I want to do is be a lecturer someday. So if I've had enough
you
money,
want to be a lecturer?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. And I'm working towards it. The dream is by 40 I should be a lecturer. So if it gets to a point where I have enough funds to do all of that and I mean my family is comfortable, I've had the money,
mm-hmm.
there are no repercussions. Mm. I'm good.
Let me read some of the messages here we have on Facebook. Facebook, we are live, hits 103.9 FM. And this one is from David Dakwa Aristo. And he's saying, Kumerica Slim DJ and Frimpong up in the building. Pedro Wama, Dina Cruz is saying, watching you guys live inside Indianapolis, Kumase Tanoso, Kesben Junction, the main location. Keep up the good work. Kobi Aduchum is saying, good morning, Daybreak Hits. Great work watching live from Pong Beach. Ima Olazi is saying, Headmaster Wanzi. Why, that be your...
No.
Hey, Abutro. Kodwa Asempa Furniture Works is saying good morning once again to everyone from Kodwa Asempa Furniture Works inside Edum Kumasi. Hey, as you come, Kumasi people start the watch wheel for that side. Though. Fireworks coming in from Rich Obin K. Now, before we get into your new project, is it a single? Is it an album? What are you working on right now?
So the new single is a single. it's not an album, it's actually a single that I dropped, and it's my first official single for the year. Yeah, it's called Ubia, and it features Algie Mwanda, one amazing brother that I found on the internet 2 years back. Yeah, so it's a single, but hopefully by the end of the year, we'll drop an EP. So it will be off that EP, but this is the first single of it.
And what is the song about?
Ubia actually talks about the hustle we go through, and one day if it happens that Bam Nasetia, I mean, the world is going to hear of you. I mean, people that do not know the story, like back in Kumasi and Sunyane, you know, they do your thing, but right, I mean, if I and Ubia, I say, I'll just Bam and Ubia at Tunka. Waji Bam.
Minji.
Waji.
Minji.
Waji.
I feel everybody.
Yeah, see, I said, Tia Ubia at Tunka. I mean, the word, and it was produced by Candy Beat. Yes. Shout out to Candy Beat in Kumasi for the production. And yeah, we play some live instruments and everything in there. It's one of the most beautiful songs that I've done, probably aside of this year, and Sikani Dimpa, all of the Salawi EP. Yes, I think it's one of the most beautiful songs that I've done. Yeah.
New music from Frimpong. Just remember where you heard the first title of the jam is Obia. Star 281 hash. Make sure you win the cash today. Send your bear Obia Zobetunka. 500 Ghana cities each. So we're putting out 1,000 Ghana cities this morning. Just pick up your phone and punch it in *281#. Active for MTN and Telcel users. MTN and Telcel users can join in this morning. *281#. *281#. Play this game with us. I remember three simple steps. First step, we'll ask you to select the radio station. Number five, it's Hits FM. Yes, so punch five in for Hits FM. The next point, we'll ask you for the number of tickets that you want to play. Remember, a ticket will cost 5 Ghana cedis. Just put it in. And then the last point, we'll ask you to input your Momo PIN, and then you're good to go. So look sharp right now. *281#. *281#. 1,000 Ghana cedis available for two people. 500 each. And it tells the boom of 500. Oh, ija, 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 ija.
When you're lying.
When you're lying, oh. Still Showbiz Review here on Hits 103.9. And my special guest is Frimpong. MC J. Neil is saying, Charlie, this Frimpong song, eh? For people who doubt your rap prowess, you have been too much, Frimpong, as we wrap up. Let's see something.
Yeah. Talk to them. When
you're
lying. Yeah. Street a cold cry, me don't need a hitter. Promote into your crowd, buy me to your me a teacher. We hear any girl be asked why you didn't change with so boy need a Peter. That would the Jimmy one day you go meet your meter.
Tell them.
Yeah. Being broke no be something where you for talk with pride, so retired. Dream me a Benz on a yacht with a marble, you're 45 on the ocean side. This old soldier, I know what the kind. When I get rich, I'll be 45. Poverty be fucking, I won't decide. Never, never. So we gonna step outside and make the paper. If you no go love me now, we know be later. Yeah. Used to be broke as hell, but now we dey get paper. We just be guy, just be guy. Tell he tie ya jija, ya jija. Yeah. Topsy, I do any clue. Send you me now, me pass no. Biology first class, but I'm a rapper, then I'm in Yami class no. Top 5 rappers with my name missing, and then I'm on state fact. Numbers games with the boy, then they pay for stream just so they cool appear in chat. F the bro, many time for the brags and talk, hard work, I'm attracted, bro. Slay these rappers with ease like hack knife through butter, I'm the sharpest sword. Forget over fan base, the mechanic one AC, your nigga, and the darkest god. Bass and more, check if flowing me track record, and yakas, I'm the baddest boy. Boa, boa, hincha, my jima, so I flow in Webeka, Wakoma, Yami, Ayati, my homa. Flow in so Kumasi by the Beko Globa. Dark like Coca Cola, Libus on a cool sign. Like I be so katoa. My intro shorts, I'm a chillin' over mu a defeli obeko kuma. Ashtam boy di me dinam na. A baseball boys go the team up. Na ye party na man fessy come man ponu me dress ya check me demeanor. Downtown boy come de me craft fresh. Crew from the I am yen and antier. Become chin kumati me tons I see it in my dog you be an me lie share ya to frame. Ashtam boy my ta. I mean I'm bea my pin maka. Who you can concern me na my pair cause because I'm a ashtam boy ya fa. Girls need a fresh up down. Boys see a bat who tried ya be put down. When the pankas I made a cool so how many be a you tune for the bepata. I call me a fresh rice. So nice, I won't lie to you, check your best sent you. Must I win your hard and foul join in my ash town, bad boy, the old betty had a quack, 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 quack. Yanko. Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. Top CI the cranny clue. Send me nyame bass no. Biology first class, but I'm a rapper, then I'm in nyame class no. Top 5 rappers with my name missing, and then I'm state fact. Numbers games with the boys, then they pay for stream just so they could appear in chat. F that bro, me need time for the brax and talk. Hard work, I'm attracted more. Slay these rappers who is like hard knife, true, but I'm the sharpest sword. Forget all fan base, the mechanic one AC, young nigga, I'm the doctor's god. Bass a more, check if flow in the track record, and yakas, I'm the baddest boy. Boa, boa, hinta my jima, so I flow to a big kamakoma. Nyami, I to my homa. Flow the so kumasi by the big cook globa. Like Coca-Cola, Libus on a cool sign like I be so katua. My name true shows, I'm a chin and a definitely your big kokuma.
You go
kokuma.
Zia,
baby, Anna.
Zia,
baby.
I didn't know me, you know.
Baby.
Zia, from point in the building.
You go understand that.
Zia.
You go understand
that. Yeah, man. It's play everywhere. But why? What the rap say now, so bad singing?
Oh, yeah, rap. And I'm we ain't paying for being on beat me. I can be on beat me.
Where boys, oh,
boys, nah.
Boys, it's boys, there for now. What my dog is,
doggy will be
okay.
Oh, hi, the back of my boys.
Nice one. Your new project is our title of Jam is Obia. Sure. Where can we get the song and your social media handles as we wrap up?
Obia is out on all DSPs. Baby, I was streaming you, Bia. Boom Plays doing amazing. Audio Mark, YouTube, yeah, upload the official visualizer and all. Mm. Into baby, I and my official handles name at Frimpong Songs. Frimpong, yeah, Phrimpong Songs. Or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, yeah, start a official challenge. You know, hope it's me joining. And BBI, fine.
Niceness. Couple of messages coming in here. This one says, Frimpong, tell them, say, took inspiration from my song, MCJ, why? I don't know. Okay, anyway. This one is saying, Guan Jem Panga is saying the street is watching. Frimpong is making waves all in all Kumasi and beyond. Kwame Subonti is saying, what's up, Slim DJ? I'm tuning in from Kumasi. Big ups to you guys. Frimpong should drop more commercial songs instead of focusing solely on rap music. That is an advice.
You see the fan base, then they love the commercial songs. So.
Okay, anyway, this one is from Kwame Subonti, and you're saying, big ups to you, Slim DJ. I'm tuning in from Kumasi. Big ups to you guys. Frimpong should do. Okay, I think I just read that one. Okay, so final words to the listeners out there as we wrap up.
Thanks for first off, as a danke say nkoma multimedia for the reconciliation. I mean after everything happened, I apologize, and thanks for keeping me back.
Joy Prime, and you then Zeda Fifi Abaka.
He busy.
If you like, he touch on intense small way your man spilled drink.
Well, you show him something small.
Live TV.
I've apologized for it, so yeah. And thanks to the fan base, they keep supporting. I mean, the streams are going up each and every day. So yeah, that will be us. Yes, thanks to everybody. And thanks to you. I mean, it'll hold me down. As you discover me, you know, every time it'll hold me down. No be now. Bless up.
Bless up. Frimpong, thanks a lot for joining us. Showbiz Review here. On Hits 103.9, probably brought to you by Betway and Franco Trading Enterprise. With that being said, shouts going out to you, Jake.
The song.
I'm in love with the stripper.
Into we have you, Munye.
I have
you. Oh, I see.
Beautiful song.
Wow.
Well, Kwame Dazi is in the studio. Mr. Robert Clark is also in the studio. We're heading straight into our discussion, Showbiz Review, proudly brought to you by Telecel, Franco Trading Enterprise, and Betway. We're having a look at Sarkodie's, for Hennessy Africa Cypher 2024 and Sarkodie's input on that cypher. Social media is buzzing with different ideas around it, but then there's an article that we chanced upon on myjoyonline.com says Sarkodie wows rap lovers with delivery on Hennessy Africa Cypher 2024.
Written by
our very own Kwame.
Oh, but yes. Did you need to mention?
I'm just asking.
We just wanted source. And reference for document.
And he has to answer.
For documentation purposes. For documentation purposes. You go read or make a read?
Explanation.
Oh, read. Make a read.
Ah, read.
Okay, the story goes on to say, Sarkodie is in the trends for... Charlie, you write somewhere for
here. Dibble people.
You write somewhere for here. Che wow, be kind of deal.
Much of kindness na hono.
Explain to me the word coruscating.
Oh, coruscating.
write something.
Oh, but it's an English word. You know the nkoso.
Teacher dear.
But what's the meaning? Me, I want to understand.
It represents Bibia a shiny into your castle performance, your chorus, Kate, and I say
scintillate.
But you are trying to use a bigger word to still explain.
Okay, sorry, shine.
Simple. Did you die? I'll read it.
Did you die?
Sakode is in the trend.
But me, if you were still a wedding, I want to ask a beko
for his performance.
Thank you.
Simple.
The adjective.
On the Maison Hennessy Cypher, released on Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. It came out Tuesday on Wednesday. Because I saw, maybe I got in late.
Yeah.
The 8-minute cypher also features other lyrically gifted rappers on the African continent. Maglera Doughboy from South Africa, Didi B from Ivory Coast, Young Lunya from Tanzania, Calligraph Jones from Kenya, Ladipo from Nigeria. Celebrated Ghanaian rapper Sakode proves his rap dexterity on this cypher, rapping predominantly in English with tinges of some tree lingo in there. Now, he touches on the theme of braggadocio and his value in the music industry with an impeccable flow and delivery. He also highlights in his rap how some record labels take advantage of musicians. While every rapper on the project brings out their best to the admiration of rap enthusiasts, Sakode has received plaudits from most Ghanaians for consistently standing out in the rap game with his uniqueness and suave. A lot of Ghanaian assets, he represented the country well with his delivery. We'll be playing bits and pieces of the Hennessy Cypher 2024 for our listeners who haven't heard the cypher yet. Let's start off with our very own Sakode, if I may do the honors. And I mean, make a go.
Hey, that's 10k.
So say another one, and you owe us 20k. Thank you very much.
I don't think 8 minutes.
Okay. Okay, so let's do Sakode's own. What is Sakode's own? Is 1 minute 28 seconds.
Yeah.
French.
Yeah.
Oui.
French man.
Oui.
French man.
Manteche, Buffalo near dope.
Okay.
Mante punchlines near the woman in there, but flow near de.
When it comes to rap,
yeah.
Which matters?
That is what limits you.
When it comes to rap,
appreciation, yeah.
Okay.
Unsa otie calligraph ne la depo no otie expressions bi o mo now cuz hey now you wedding star be we no about why limited eh flow no kwa na we enjoy want to some no can say so
okay
so you this one you could hear the instrumentation
loud
because you couldn't understand the words but the other ones your focus was more on the words
Six
artists down South Africa, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, Kenya, Nigeria, and Ghana. Welcome to the studios, Mr. Edem Chotome, my boss. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Everything cool?
Right, agree.
I'm sure you've heard or you've seen the Hennessy Cypher.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll be picking your thoughts very soon. Kwame Dazi, let me start with you.
Over.
Your general impression, and of course, we'll zero in on Sakode's performance on the Cypher.
Brilliant performances. Yeah, even though I didn't understand some of the languages in there, I've enjoyed the flow. And for those that I understand the language, they are sending out message. Apart from the fact that this is hip-hop and they will do self-politics and praise themselves, some of them are dropping some thoughts in there. Ladipo, for example, mentioning, you know, streaming and how that translates into how much they earn. That is one aspect. The Sakode also brings up the topic of the controversial topic of record labels, you know, exploiting music talents, and the fact that he thinks that being independent is the right way to go. But some people are also asking, you also have a record label that signed some people some time ago. If you are, quotes and unquotes, demonizing record labels, does it mean that the small record label you have also has those features? Do you also rip people off in that record label?
it's been a very big debate over the years. Even with Sarko, it goes back to when we heard that he was going to be signed by Convict Music.
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole story about he bailing out and not even getting into that contract in the first place.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think some time ago, I even saw even Tracy reiterating the fact that being independent artist is better than, you know, signing on to record labels. But I think this is a very big debate. It's very debatable because record labels are, they are not charity organizations. They are business ventures. They are in for profit.
Mm-hmm.
So if they come your way and you don't want to sign, you think that you can do everything by yourself, I think that's fair enough. But there are other people out there who are willing to be signed onto record labels,
mm-hmm,
to see, you know, to reach the world. Mm-hmm. For example, we can always cite Black Sherif, even though he's not signed a 360 deal with the Empire.
Wait, can, have you seen his contract?
It's not a publishing deal. We don't know.
I don't know.
I think when the whole controversy that you triggered came, the whole controversy between Snap and you started that controversy when that came.
Carry on, you carry on.
Okay, let me move on from. Okay.
People who in Grand City come from their house back 1 hour and then you don't want to give information.
Because we all know where that started from. I just wanted to say that.
I had to say it in
Black Sherif is where he is today.
Before we started the show, now production have given me the right,
okay,
to respond to some of these things. So okay. I'll be responding.
Okay,
so
okay, thank you.
Carry on. That's why I say he should carry on.
Maybe. Probably if Black Sherif had not signed on to Empire Record Label, he wouldn't get to where he is right now.
Mm.
Because we all know the international exposure that Plus is having on that global stage. We have all seen the work that Empire is doing for him in that regard. We've seen how other record labels are plugging some musicians, even playing their songs on international football pitches and all, mm-hmm, that. We've seen all that. The other side of it also, even Sina Soul, when she was signed on to Universal Music, we heard Sina come out to say that, you know, they were restricting her, even the craft itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the type of music she would produce and all that. Remember when she released Oh Jolly Jolly?
Mm-hmm.
That was quite different from what we knew Sina Soul,
yeah,
for in the past, because she was more or less like an alter music,
yeah,
a musician, sorry. And to her, Universal wanted her to continue with that path, you know, doing that, those kind of songs. But she wanted to also satisfy a wider range, mm-hmm, of audiences. And so she thought about maybe diversifying the craft and doing other things. They, mm-hmm, didn't agree, so she had to bail out of that contract. Mm-hmm. So there are two sides. There are pros and cons. Whichever way you want it. If you want to stay where you are and you think you can individually or independently do your things as an artist, you can do that. But there are people, I know one guy who is struggling to make it in this industry. He's up and coming artist. He's called Kwame Nkansa. Imagine, mm-hmm, Kwame Nkansa gets a record label today,
mm-hmm,
to sign him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be happy. This guy, Babatunde, recently, he was wondering,
yeah,
in Kumasi, when Bullets saw him, mm-hmm, and now he's getting the mileage and the exposure. So for him to, quote and unquote, demonize record labels and their activities, I think it's quite debatable, because if it doesn't work for you,
mm-hmm,
it might work for somebody else. If you, mm-hmm, think that you're not in for that, somebody, mm-hmm, is also benefiting from it. So it's very debatable, even though maybe there are some gray areas that we would want to look at moving forward, if there are some areas that we think are not fair to the artists, maybe. And it also depends on the artist and the contract,
the type of contract
they are signing. Yeah. If you are going into a contract, you know what you are getting yourself into.
Mm.
You don't just go in because you think that, yes, let me sign this. If you go sign any quasi contract, you don't come blame anybody that the record label is ripping you off.
Mm.
You understand? So I like the fact that he has raised this issue again in that particular cipher, and I know in the coming days it's going to raise more conversations. And if truly there are some record labels that are doing things that are not fair to musicians out there, maybe the specific instances can be raised so that we know how best we can discuss all these issues. We've had Kewa and all the other, yeah, boys, the issues. Sometimes you even don't have the right to post the song on your own, mm-hmm, YouTube channel.
Yeah.
These are the things that the individual artist should think about, as in, if, mm-hmm, I'm signing the contract, let me know the terms. They should be clearly stated so that I know that if I'm going into this, maybe I can still be part of the record label. I can still have my songs on my YouTube channels.
Mm-hmm.
I can still have certain rights to myself,
mm-hmm.
so that you don't sell your soul and your whole career to a record label. So, yeah, it's a two-way thing. And the fact that Sarkodie has broached this means that maybe something that is on his heart and we need to take a look at it.
Robert.
Yep.
How are you doing?
We're good, we're good.
Mm. Your take on the Cypher, Hennessy Cypher 2024, and let's zero in on Sarkodie's performance in general.
Okay, so let me start by focusing on the performance.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we need to first of all understand or situate it properly.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Sarkodie? King of accolades.
King Sark.
You know what I mean? Basically.
Huh?
Thank you.
Or will. That one's 5K.
5K.
Please, but do you have 30 more minutes? Adam has removed his
laptop.
Machine.
Hey! I'm coming to do analysis.
I mean, we need a projector. Broski.
Charlie.
We need a projector.
Okay, okay. So Sark is what? Basically, what? King of accolades. He's basically gotten all the accolades you can think about locally. Internationally, he's done that. And when I say internationally, we're talking about out of Africa and things. So basically, yeah, very strong in that particular space. And if you even assess the brand, Sarkodie is at a matured level when it comes to the product life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he will not just do anything, you know, anything or everything he does at this point comes with a lot of strategy, and he has to situate or has to be situated properly. One of the key things people will be saying is Chaleya, analyzing his rap from a purely poetic angle.
Mm-hmm.
So you are expecting all the elements in terms of the pun, the wordplay, you know, braggadocio, all the components and stuff like that. But I think that if you understand the circumstances around him, maybe you'd appreciate exactly what he's even done and probably even rate it even higher than you are probably rating it, you know. Because I'm looking at the delivery, first one, English.
Mm-hmm.
Because just, you know, when he dropped the brag,
mm-hmm.
well, he just finished dropping the brag, right? So, you know, enough for brag, we know say he's bragged already.
Mm-hmm.
So... Some, if you check the feedback, a lot of people were saying, yeah, you know, they rap for English inside, blah. So he dropped for English, making also good feedback for English inside, straight
up. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, so he's dropping in English because he can. But even more importantly, he understands that certain things, when it comes to message on an African platform, you need to speak a language that people will be able to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So he was clearly able to use the English language to communicate that what he really wanted to do. Now, English spoken, 24 countries in Africa are Anglophone speaking or Anglophone countries.
Mm-hmm.
So you've done 24 countries covered with your English.
Mm-hmm.
But this same song is also going to be played in Francophone countries.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 29 French speaking countries in Africa.
Oh, so there are more Francophone.
Yeah, 29, yes, in 29 French speaking countries in Africa.
Wow. Okay.
Out of the 29, 21 of them are Francophone countries. So the difference between them is the fact that one is an official, like officially 21 countries use French as official language.
Okay.
And then 29 is French speaking.
Okay.
You understand? So if you have these two languages, you've covered. I mean, the rest are the Lusophone countries, I think six countries speaking the Portuguese, you know. But that's it. So when you have English, you have French, you know. So basically, this tells you that the song is going to be played predominantly heavy in Africa, and the two Anglophone, Francophone countries are covered.
Okay.
But if you want people to appreciate the message you are giving, then if you give...
Mm-hmm.
Even if I force myself to try to understand your English, the English has to be... easy for me to be able to grasp, because the focus is on the message.
Okay,
where it dropped the message, you understand. So, but then he didn't want to lose the fact that he's from Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
So the spots of tree, so the Triglish came through.
Okay,
yeah, tree, you know that count. Then you know, say identity has been established, and then you know the there's also a legacy thinking that I want to be able to highlight, because what I'm saying is, if you're at a matured level right now, because look at him. And then the people that he's on the platform with.
Mm-hmm.
If you check accolades and all of that, you see that Osaka is like, you know, king. So obviously what that means is you have to be very clear in terms of, you know, because I'm with these guys. You can brag. When Jay-Z did the God Did rap, mm-hmm. I think everybody had X number of minutes. His phone was like
5 minutes.
Five
plus.
Something. Yeah. I think five about 7 minutes or something. Yeah. You know, it was long.
Mm-hmm.
But his bragging was not about, I am better than you.
Mm-hmm.
The better than you, no. Mm-hmm. Over a period of years, no, they brag about I'm better than you.
Yeah.
You show working receipts.
Show working.
Uh-huh. So he said walking. 4 billionaires have come out of his camp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Receipts day. You mentioned Kanye. You mentioned Rivi. You mentioned LeBron. Mm-hmm. You mentioned case closed. So show working.
Mm-hmm.
So Sarkodie in his own, the bragging is about what he's been able to achieve on his own
mm-hmm.
with other labels.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So basically, he's talking about these elements. So it's not just about flipping words and stuff. It's about legacy. It's about sharing what you want to share to be able to encourage the folks out there. And then the flow should be understood. So for me, those are some of the key things that makes me appreciate it even more. And then when you think about the fact that right now the culture vultures are looking at Africa,
mm-hmm.
you want to let them know that actually, only we acquire you, we do them already. So, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of stuff. But if you want to come down to, at the end of the day, there are deals we can do, but understand who the game players are.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff. Because the brand we are dealing with when it comes to Hennessy is global.
Yeah.
And Hennessy has been associated with the rap culture for God knows how long.
Yeah.
From the days of Pac.
Yeah.
In the day.
My Hennessy. Yeah. Hennessy, my enemies.
Thank you. You know, from the, so it's been associated. I think even Diddy had his own version of a Hennessy, yeah. something yeah. with chocolate, I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
You know, so Henny has been in that particular space. So that level of endorsement
mm-hmm.
and him on that particular platform, you have to be able to make some statement that you know is going to go and cross borders and go to certain areas. So I think that for me, it's strategy well calculated and well executed. And it sits in a place. So I love what he did. And just so if you are not too clear about whether Igofi rap, whether he still got it, towards the end,
yeah,
he switched the gears. Make you know, say, I go feed you only, yeah, only say I won't give message. So basically, you know that. So for me, those are the elements, and the fact that obviously, of course, you got paid. I mean, yeah,
he has some cool cash,
money for come through.
Oh, he got paid.
Oh, but it feels like good.
Oh, okay.
this endorsement.
How about you say?
A 50K. Well, let me pick Adam. Adam.
So you make it go, then we'll go talk about the record label thing
In a bit. You gonna need a projector?
Oh,
you're cool.
No, I don't need projector.
Okay, anyway.
Just
fire away.
But you have a PowerPoint.
Okay. I want to give you 500 Ghana cedis right now. Start 281 hash.
Somebody
give me 500. Start 281 hash.
Somebody they be say Adam.
Pick up your phone right now. Start 281 hash.
I think they give me physical cash.
Oh, but I'm showing you the way. Today we are giving out 1,000 Ghana cedis to 2 people.
So just follow the instructions.
So, yeah. So first, start 281 hash. The first prompt will ask you to select the radio station.
Select
the radio station, Adam.
Okay.
And then the next prompt will ask you to input the number of tickets you want to play. And then the last prompt, your Momo pin, and all that. 500 Ghana cedis. Today I will sort you out. Or you know to trust me.
Oh, I didn't trust you.
Then after that, we can do our PowerPoint presentation. Our PowerPoint, if you do. Real quick. Okay. Adam,
mm-hmm.
your take on this?
Yeah, for me, I think it's a good exercise for the rappers on the project. And if you look at the platform, I mean, the platform is Africa. If you look at even the rappers on East Africa, West Africa, South Africa, I mean, it's just that they have the continent. And for some time now, I mean, Sarkodie has been preaching some messages. And I mean, recently, with his EP, one of the songs he dropped on the Championship EP.
Mixtape.
It was a certain message he was trying to pass. I mean, he tries to put together some things, his experience and what he thinks should be the way. And I mean, it generates conversation. And having a platform which is more of African targeted, I think it was a good opportunity for him to put in that message. And for me, I saw it more of expressing of a concern than just showing dexterity as a rapper. Because it's like he's done this over and over again, and he felt it was the opportunity for him to hit the nail right on the spot, especially taking into consideration how record labels are now coming into the continent. I mean, that rampant. I mean, picking young talents among others. See, if you're hungry and you're not careful and you get food, you can be choked. You understand? Because of the nature of the hunger, it will make you overly eat and you can have problems after eating. And that is the caution for me I see him, I mean, trying to put across. Because, I mean, the young cats are really ready to get to the top. However, because of the way the supports are coming, in this country, we've seen how people have parted ways with their local labels, run into other big labels, and later on, issues coming. Recently, Bullet said when the Shay's deal, he's not happy with the deal when the Shay was going to sign.
Mm-hmm.
Like the 360 deal, he's not happy because...
With an international record label.
Yes, yeah. He's not happy because looking at where Wendy has come, she doesn't need to sign a 360 to get there. I mean, she can sign other label services than the 360. So those who are experienced and they've encountered this, I mean, it's just proper that they share some of these with the upcoming world. Because if you listen to, I mean, what he said about the other side, he said, I did this thing myself. I never mess with the label majors. What he's trying to say is that, yes, when he was coming, things were hard. He smelled the money's far away. However, he was able to come through to this point without partnership with these majors, like these labels. However, some of his friends got signed on to some of these things and they got caged. And he's saying that, I see the Omumami documents and it's like 1,000 pages to, I see it figuratively, because he's trying to say that the things which were in the contracts were too complex to understand. And to the extent he decided to go for his freedom where he will be able to do some things. Because, I say, it's kind of strange the way the music thing is going, because these people will smile with you broad day and rob you. They smile with you and rob you broad day. It's like, oh, they will open the thing for you. Charlie, there's upfront money. Then, afterwards, it becomes another story.
Yeah.
Then he goes to say that, the music thing has changed. Africans were doing well. African music was buzzing. But African music wasn't getting that needed attention. However, when some of the artists decided to sign for this international or foreign labels, the music started moving. I mean, getting the needed attention it needs. And this is like what the fraud people do. And they give you some dollars and you end up in cages. I clearly see Sir Cordier trying to, I mean, psych the African youth musically, music youth, about what is the order of the day now.
Some of the dangers involved in signing to major labels.
So, for me, we need to, I mean, be very happy, some of the people who have seen it, because you can't say he's not come close to some of these deals. It is good that those who have seen that thing are trying to raise that awareness. So now, if a young person gets a certain deal, he's going to ask questions. He's going to probe. Oh, Charlie, a senior man has said this. So, what is it? What is it? If I sign this, what will happen? How do I ensure that, yes, I've signed it, but I've not sold all my rights to these people? So, it is important that we get some of these calls so that as a growing industry, we do the right things. Because if you do not do the right things, it will go to later affect you. And if it affects the key stakeholders, it will go to destroy the industry. So we shouldn't be overly happy. Because where these majors have I mean, worked like the Europe, America. There are a lot of dark side of these things. Mm. And we have had people who have come to speak about the ills some of these labels are into. So when it is coming here fresh, we need to embrace it, but with caution.
Okay.
So that we do not end up being played out. So for me, I want us to look at the message he's trying to pass rather than just checking his dexterity, because, I mean, we've known Sarko here, we know his strength, and that's why he's loved by many people. For me, when it comes to Cypher is all about cryptic messages. How do you put in cryptic messages on some of these, I mean, platforms? That's Cypher.
Okay.
You put it for people to decipher.
Okay.
You understand?
Adam, hold your thoughts on this one. Hold your thoughts on this one. With that being said, I'm sure the platform is now ripe. The tone has been set for us to properly look at the, you know,
how to decipher.
No, not how to decipher. Properly look at the question of the day. Signing on to majors, is it a good thing or a bad thing? That has been one of the questions on social media.
Very big.
You know, people are talking about, people have different perspective about on this issue. One, some believe, yes, you can sign on to a major label, but be on the lookout. Don't just sign any contract, because some of them might be in your word, draconian. Draconian.
You'll be caged.
Yes. Some are also of the belief that, you know, it's 2024. I mean, the world has advanced beyond, and then you can actually have a team that would look out for certain deals that would be beneficial to the artist. We just want to touch on it a little bit, and then on Monday we'll dive deeper into record labels, the pros and the cons. But this one we are doing surface mining. Surface mining. Let me start with you, Robert.
So it's, I think for me, it's signing on to a record label could be good or could be bad.
Okay.
It goes both ways. What is important is the fact that you need to understand that you are signing a deal, or it's referred to as a record deal. Mm-hmm. I have a deal, maybe like 200K deal with a particular organization. Mm-hmm. And the question is, what are the details of that particular deal? What is the contract stating? What is this saying? And we need to understand, first of all, or maybe we need to appreciate how the record labels work, what goes into their thinking, and why they even propose some of these things.
Okay.
And then you also need to understand your role in the grand scheme of things when it comes to record label, and why they need you to be able to play ball.
Okay.
Or what are you bringing to the table? So a record label is simply there to be able to or in the business of making and selling music. The raw material they need is you, the artist. They want to make and sell and records. So, yes. Yeah. The raw material they need is you. And so once that is established, then they go through the simple value chain of producing, distributing, promoting, so that the consumer will just, you know, have it. Then you can, some of them decide to integrate backwards, as in scouting, A&R, finding the talent, whatsoever, the artist development and everything, to prepare you and be able to, you know, push you out there. Because in this particular case, it's not just your voice or your skill that is what they want. They want you are the packaging. So like if you have Coca-Cola, so to say, the drink is, in this case, the talent, but the bottle and how it looks and everything is a human being in this particular case.
Yeah.
So it's the two put together. And so all of them are supposed to be projected, you know, essentially. So at the end of the day, so you can integrate backwards, you can also integrate forwards, and then go into the publishing and all the other things. Some even get into venues so that they can own the entire value chain into ensuring that, you know, you get your stuff. And then, so this record labels have a nature of investment. So all the principles of investment applies, clearly. What is a return on investment if I should work on you? When is the payback period? I'm investing 100K. When am I likely to get this particular money back? So payback period.
Yeah.
It will inflation in this process.
Yeah.
So if you be Ghana, where you invest X amount of money 5 years ago,
Lord of Lords.
And you... Mm. Let's say you put 50K, right? 5 years ago, and you're looking to get your 50K back. Yeah. Now, the inflation where you go, the depreciation of the city and how you go... You understand what I'm saying?
You need 130,000.
Good. So the value of 50K in 2020.
Yeah.
What is going to be that value in today's times? And then profits.
Yes.
You understand? Because once we talk about investments, we are looking at profits. Mm-hmm. And so you want to be able to understand. Then you go into the cash flow elements, you know, how much is coming, at what time, and all of those things. So it's all of these elements that comes into play because they function. It's just like a bank you are dealing with, really.
Yeah.
But then you are unable to go to a bank and then go and make a case. But in this case, the bank comes to you. I've noticed that this is what you have. Let's do something together. Mm-hmm. We'll give you X amount of money and all of that. So like I'm saying, ultimately, you are focusing on the deal itself. But we should also understand that record labels are not just about money. They come in with skills that you may not have. They come in with links that you may not have. They are plugs that you don't have. They leverage, they reach across country whatsoever. They have that. They can plug you into NBA, whatever, that you cannot plug yourself, you know.
Certain territories.
Sharp exposure and everything that it comes with. So yes, maybe on your own you can achieve 10%, but with the help of a record label you can achieve 200% in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are relying on the strength of, you know, a machinery, you know. Mm. So the thing we are saying here is it good or bad? And we are talking about the contract itself. But I'm also starting by asking a question. Why is Davido, with all his money, with a label? Burna Boy, why he get a label?
Mm.
Wizkid, why? Does he have a label?
Mm.
Usher Raymond, Drake, all of these folks, why do they have labels? You understand? Some of the best deals that they've ever had. Drake has got one of the best deals in the world. Solid, and it keeps going on. And you have all of these folks, they have labels. Some are good deals and some are bad deals. I was watching Toni Braxton's own when she said her album was clocking billions and then she was making $2,000. So for me, it goes into the terms of the deal itself, the contract.
But would she have even made that $2,000 if she had done everything on her own?
Good. So that's a good question. So all I'm saying is this, the deal itself, what is the contract stating? You know, because some, you know, the starting of the, when does the deal start? When does it end? Is it a 5-year contract?
Or that's for life.
Or for life. Does publishing come into it?
Yeah.
Or not? Who owns the, like, am I supposed to sign off my, am I supposed to license my publishing, you know, royalties to you? If yes, how many years? If 5 years or 10 years? How much are you giving me up front? What are the responsibilities of the record label once we are on? Am I doing 2 albums or 5 albums?
Mm-hmm.
Each album, how many songs are supposed to be on? Is it 5? Is it 6? Name them. So you basically, and that's why they always say that you need an entertainment lawyer to be with you so that when you are making these decisions, you clearly understand. Because if all I'm supposed to do is 2 albums, and the 2 albums are supposed to be done in 2 years, and it's 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm supposed to do 2 albums within the space of 5 years, and during these 5 years, I'm not supposed to do anything at all, or whatever earning is coming to me is yours, endorsement is yours, live performance is yours, whatever, then, you know, so you need to understand everything. So is it 360? Or is it 720?
Now, 720,
there's 720 yes. deals where earnings that is coming from your relatives, Kapu.
Ever count.
Yeah. That one, 2D.
That one, your kidney and liver. You had 2 kidneys, 1 liver, 1 lung.
Yeah, so that one day. Or you can take some of the quadrants where 90%, 90 degrees or 180 degrees deal, like public production or distribution, whatever. You, I mean, those. But I think that everybody ought to educate themselves about the kind of deals available. So you know clearly. And some of the labels too. So we have majors, we have independents, and some of the independent record labels, they do upstream. So upstream simply means they develop you, get to a particular threshold, and then immediately they ship you, just like the sports agencies do. They will develop you, and they will sell you, and that kind of stuff. So you go to the next level, then you know. So there are different dealings in this particular space. Robert, people need to be able to understand.
On Monday, we'll dive into it. Proper education must be done here for people to understand it. And but then let me touch on Kwame Dazi real quick. I mean, Sakode, as one of your articles on my journal, you were saying Sakode is slamming record labels to a larger extent. To social, certain social media users are also attacking Sakode for making record labels look demonic or you know, devilish, one way or the other. Your quick take on this
one.
I
want to reiterate the premise of my previous argument. I want to say that record labels are not charity organizations. They are profit-making ventures. If you need them, the word is need. Sign on to them.
Simple.
Adam, but don't break the table with your conclusion.
Yeah, for me, what I'll say is that, yes, record labels are there to also be in business. Like you, the artist, want to be in business. They are giving you that support to be there. It doesn't mean that you should just take everything hook, line, and sinker, because you have a stake as a business partner in whatever they are doing. If you feel that this shouldn't be the way to go, there are negotiations. So open your eye to the negotiations and make sure that you get a fair deal, so that you do not go out of contract and later come and complain, because that time, no, not DJ Slim, I award on the street. So open your eyes, shine your eye, like Tech said, before it's too late.
Okay. Thanks a lot for joining us, Robert. Thank you, Kwame, and thank you, Adam, for joining us. On Monday, we'll have a critical look at record labels and...
We'll have a what?
Critical look.
It's a critical. Critical. It's a critical fest.
Critical.
Critical. Oh, bluff.